Matt, you have suggested an alternative to our primary system in your book, Rethinking American Electoral Democracy. If you had the power to rewrite election law and revamp the primary system, how would you do it?
Dan, you know, I think the answer is simple, although most of our listeners probably will disagree with me, and that is just go to a national primary.
One day, right?
And you can do that. If Iowa wants to keep their caucuses or whatever, you could still have the delegates. You don't have to have the delegates. You could just have everybody vote on, but just have everybody on vote on one day. And there's a real simple reason why we should do it. There's other great reasons, right? Turnout would increase if you had a national primary, because so many states are, you know, the nomination is done by the time that state gets to vote. All right, you shorten the primary season, the presidential election season. Dan, you know how much I love presidential elections. I find the season to be way too long, right? But the most important reason why you go to a national primary is because it is most consistent with the idea of one person, one vote. There is no reason that a person in the state of Iowa or a state of New Hampshire should have more of a say in terms of who their party's nominee is going to be than you or I should have, right? And that's exactly what happens. By the time we get to Illinois on March 21st, if you are a Ron Paul supporter, right? I mean, Ron Paul won the state straw poll. He might not even be around for you to vote for Ron Paul on March 21st. And so, you know, that's the big reason. Now, there are reasons why people say you don't want a national primary. It would cost more money. Well, Dan, have you looked at the amount of money our candidates are spending? I mean, just how much more is it going to cost, right? I think there are other reasons as well, but I think that the most persuasive reason maybe is it makes it difficult for an outsider candidate to actually win the nomination, because you don't have time to build momentum, say, in Iowa with a big victory or whatever. Everybody talks about Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama as examples of that. The problem is that Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter are the exception to the rule, right? They're the exception. They're not the rule. And even Barack Obama, people say, well, Barack Obama could have never won under a national primary. Well, first of all, I'm not sure we should make our election laws around whether a specific candidate would have won or not won, because election laws are going to benefit some candidates and not others. It's just the nature of the game. But Barack Obama, you know, was somebody who had a lot of money. There's no doubt about that. And ironically, Barack Obama won the nomination under the most front-loaded primary calendar that we actually had. And so, you know, I would argue just have everybody vote in the same day. All right. It would be, from a political junkie standpoint, I guess it wouldn't be quite as fun, because we don't go from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina and analyze these things to death. But at the same time, it's the most consistent with the democratic principle of one person, one vote.
Well, I look forward to torturing you all primary season with questions about Iowa. What does Iowa mean, or so-and-so's victory in New Hampshire or South Carolina? And I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk
about.
Dan,
I look forward to it. January 3rd is not that far away.
Matt Strebe is a political scientist at Northern Illinois University. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dan.